mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two of this worldwide broadcast, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, my friends. Global Shortwave during the day at 9.475 and at night 3210. And I just got notified that starting next week we're going to be on a new frequency during the day, 9080-something. And, of course, I didn't bring that to the office. And 9.985? Okay, that's the new frequency, 9.985, starting next week for during the day. And, of course, at InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. Inside Job, Unmasking the 9/11 Conspiracies. Veteran journalist Jim Mars has dropped another bombshell on us. And I, again, have read the book and everything in it's documented. I similarly have reported on much of the same information. We're going to talk about this for about 20, 30 minutes. Then we'll open the phones for all of those out there that want to talk to Jim Mars. So those holding, be patient. We'll get to you. Jim Mars, you've written a lot of books exposing this global crime syndicate. But Inside Job is really hard-hitting and covers what really happened on 9/11. Tell us about the book.
Well, you know, first off, everything that's going on right now, legislation in Congress, the occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan, the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, everything that people are concerned about all stems back to one seminal event, and of course that was the attacks of 9/11. Now, believe it or not, I actually agree with President Bush. In fact, I feel like I'm actually working on his behalf, because on the afternoon of September 11th, he says this is terrible and we must not rest until whoever was behind these attacks is caught and prosecuted. And I totally agree with that. But the bald-faced fact is, we still don't really know what happened on 9/11. When you go back and look at the history and the background, you find, number one, that Al-Qaeda, the so-called terrorist network that was behind the attacks, is a creation of our CIA. I also detail how that Osama bin Laden was actually brought to this country back in the 80s under the name Tim Osman, and was armed and trained to help create and further the activities of Al-Qaeda. This we need to know. And, of course, if there was a state sponsor behind Al-Qaeda, which is, of course, what the government has claimed almost from the day of 9/11, and this is the foundation of their arguments of why we had to invade Afghanistan and Iraq, what you're going to find, and this has been well established and even is pretty well hinted at in the 9/11 Commission report, that state sponsor is Saudi Arabia. We're told that 15 of the 19 hijackers were using Saudi passports. We know the 9/11 Commission says that it was not Osama bin Laden's personal money that was funding Al-Qaeda. It was Muslim charities that were founded and funded by the Saudis. But here's the smoking gun. In 2002, the top Al-Qaeda chief to be caught to that date was Abu Zabidah, who was nabbed by American forces in Pakistan. Ari Fleischer, who at that time was Bush's press secretary, made a big deal out of this and said, we're going to make him talk. Well, we did. And guess what? He reveals he's secretly working for three Saudi princes to an air marshal in Pakistan. And within a month, all four of those people are dead. Okay, now this is incredible information, and this is important for people to understand that all is not as it seems. And of course, then we get to the actual attacks themselves. I'm not even going to go into the Pentagon. There are so many questions there that have not been answered. It could be answered pretty quickly and pretty simply. Alex, you know as well as I do that after every major air disaster, the one thing they do is the National Transportation Safety Board and FAA, they gather up the wreckage and they take it to some big hangar and they reassemble the plane to find out exactly what happened. Show me a picture of Flight 77 in a hangar, the pieces. Just show me a picture of those pieces, and I will shut up about what happened at the Pentagon.
Or show us all the video cameras from all the hotels and gas stations or the Pentagon. We'll be right back with Jim Mars. We'll get into 9/11 and your calls.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Thin and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
I've gone down 35 pounds, and I've got energy and vitality that I never dreamed that I would ever have again. I'm going to be 51 years old, and I feel as good as I did when I was 35, and I look that good, too.
That's great.
You can lose weight, too. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-FIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants. Our track record is proof that Vim and Vigor's collagenate really works. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-FIN
and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. 1-800-622-8446. That's 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're talking to Jim Mars, investigative journalist, best-selling author. He's out at Kent State University right now, left his home in Fort Worth, Texas, to give a big speech that's coming up. We'll tell you about that. But Jim said he's not going to really get into the Pentagon because, well, that's a whole other separate area. But he did mention the fact that every time a plane crashes, they gather all the pieces together, the steel and other items, even from the worst crashes, and they assemble them in a hangar. But on 9/11... this supposed big old passenger jet hits it, and there's not a single piece left. They have like one little photo of a piece of aluminum on the ground that has red, white, and blue on it. And then under national security, they went and grabbed all the surveillance cameras, the FBI did, from, what, 3 different hotels, couple gas stations. And, of course, the Pentagon has cameras all over it, cameras facing right where the planes came in, but they will not release that. I'm sure they've got some video work going on. I'm sure they'll have a nice thing generated for us. A lot of the witnesses that day, I heard them on the radio, said, yeah, we saw a small jet or a small plane. Most of them said that, but some RAND Corporation employees and a few mainstream media reporters just happened to see this big jet flying and do this. Didn't tear up the ground, didn't overturn cars, though normally a pilot will tell you a jet would do that. But again, we don't even cover that area. I agree with Jim. I don't even really get into that. They could put all this to rest very quickly. But let's talk about what happened at the World Trade Centers. I mean, why did NORAD stand down? Why were there drills that morning going on? Why did they call public officials and tell them not to fly? Exactly. Jim, please continue.
Well, let's forget about the two World Trade Center towers, and let's look at the third tower. And a lot of your listeners are going to be going, what third tower?
Building 7.
Building 7, the Solomon Brothers building, across the street from the World Trade Center, and in between was buildings 5 and 6 that were indeed heavily damaged when the Twin Towers came down. Building 7 was a 47-story steel and concrete office building, and at 5:30 on the evening of September the 11th, it just dropped down on itself into a compact little pile. It was nestled between the U.S. Post Office and the Verizon building, neither of which suffered any substantial damage. And what happened to that? There were no planes hit that building. There were no seemingly out-of-control fires. There was a few little fires in the building. What we know is that Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center complex, told, and I have seen the interview on public television, he said the firemen came and said they weren't sure they were going to be able to get out the fires real quick, so he said he decided, well, let's pull it. And we stood there while they pulled it, okay? Now, this was obviously a designed and calculated building demolition. And I can also tell you from having covered numerous building demolitions that you don't run into a burning building and throw some explosives around and bring that building down onto its own tracks. Okay? This means this building was pre-wired for demolition days, weeks, months ahead of time, which raises the very real and serious possibilities that the World Trade Center was brought down by explosives, not by airplanes.
Okay, let's stop right there for a second. Again, you covered this in Inside Job. In my book, Descent into Tyranny, that I put out 2 years ago, we show the building, we go over the documents. AP reporters were told, get back by firefighters, we're going to bring it down. In about 11 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Giuliani got a call and was told, get out of the building. It's going to be coming down, too, when there wasn't even a fire there.
Right.
Then two small fires started, and then it imploded hours later. No modern steel building had ever collapsed from fire. This day, three of them did, but the general public buys the lie that jet fuel did this in Tower 1 and 2. Well, I've been to Ground Zero just there a few months ago for the Republican convention. Folks, there were buildings that weren't owned by Silverstein, literally 20, 30 feet on both sides of it that had light damage even when it fell. Then between it and Tower 1 and 2 were 5 and 6 that did have some damage, some great damage when Towers 1 and 2 fell. They did catch fire. They had buildings fall on them, but they still didn't collapse. So you have these buildings across the street. It's so far away, you got to be there to experience this, that aren't even damaged, but right in the middle of them, all his properties were basically destroyed. This thing suddenly catches fire. The CIA, FBI, city, Port Authority, Command Center was there. They'd already pulled the brains of it out 2 days before for Operation Tripod 2 that was actually going on that morning. And then the FEMA spokesman later said, of course, on CBS that we were there the night before September 11th for a drill. Then they said, oh, that isn't true. But then Giuliani got up before the commission and said, yes, that was all true. So these guys can't get their lies straight. And then on top of all of this, we have the seismograph showing the classical signature of explosions. But since you mentioned that PBS America Rebuilding documentary, we got this footage a couple years ago. We posted it on InfoWars.com. There's a section about this on the sites. Here is Larry Silverstein. Now, again, this film is about rebuilding, folks. So they're describing how Building 7 was rebuilt first because it was the furthest away from the complex and completely fell. Then they cut to the day of the event, show video of Building 7 falling that afternoon at 5:30, and Silverstein says that we made the decision to pull it, gave the order, and watch it fall. Then we'll play from the same documentary where months later they demolish what was left of 5 and 6, where the engineer from the city describes pulling it as demolition. Then we play Dan Rather, 30 seconds after Building 7 fell, replaying it saying, looks like dynamite. Here is that first clip, ladies and gentlemen, of Larry Silverstein.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it.
All right, go ahead and
they
pause.
Made that decision.
Yeah, for some reason we're playing these off the computer file, and because I told them to play the three clips separate, it's causing problems.
Right.
This is what I want you to do, John. I want you to play them all back-to-back. Just go ahead and play them. Play them all back-to-back. Here they are. This is CBS and two clips from PBS. So here they are. Go ahead and play them back-to-back.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish building 6. We were worried about the building 6 coming down and then damaging the slurry wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
And again, what you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down. And
all right, again, folks, you can go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and stream those off the web. That's what we were doing. We must have a lot of traffic right now because it was kind of hiccuping a bit. I apologize about that, but I have the video I ordered from PBS. It is aired about 10 times on PBS. Incidentally, now they do not show that video and they do not sell it anymore, Jim. Go ahead.
That's right. Now, if Building 7 was pulled, or in other words, a controlled demolition, then we have to consider that the World Trade Center towers were controlled demolitions. And I believe they were, and here's how they flummoxed even the experts. Because having covered controlled implosions before, they usually go from the ground up. They blow the ground floor, the second floor, third floor, etc., so that the building settles down on itself. In the case of the World Trade Centers, they simply reversed the process. They blew it from the top down, and this is what caused even some of the experts to go initially, well, that looks like a building implosion, but I guess not.
And I've interviewed probably, I don't know, 5-6 different degreed practicing structural engineers here on the show, and we have stills off Fox News clearly of blast points as the explosives are going off top down.
Exactly. And I have, I was in Washington not long back, and there were some, two, three, or four New York firemen who came down to attend this, convention where I was speaking. And we got to talking, and they all said that among the New York firemen, they all still talk about the bombs and the explosions that were going off in series in the World Trade Center towers, but that they've all been admonished not to speak publicly about this, or they would lose their jobs and their pensions and everything else.
I was in New York, and I would give these speeches in front of literally hundreds of police, and you see a few firemen walking around, and they look scared to death. I saw some of them nodding their heads while I was talking, Jim.
Right. They know, but it's the Alex, it's the same thing that I saw in Dallas after the Kennedy assassination. Everybody in Dallas knew the lone nut thing did not work, that something else had happened, but they were scared to death, and none of that information ever got outside of Dallas. I saw the same thing in Oklahoma City when I went up there to look into the Murrah building.
We got a break. Stay there, Jim. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Jim Mars. Sorry about interrupting him to play those clips, but I wanted to back up what he was saying and what his book gets into. You know, Jim, as you said with the case with Dallas or Oklahoma City or the first World Trade Center bombing where they admit the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver, it comes out, but then no one's ever prosecuted in the government over and over again. But We have the owner, Larry Silverstein, slipping up or throwing it in our face, saying that they blew it up. We have the firefighters telling the press, get back, we're pulling Building 7. That was in the Associated Press. We have Giuliani saying they were told to get out of the building. And then clearly Tower 1 and 2 were blown as well. But do you think on purpose they throw this in our face now?
Yeah, they're pretty arrogant. They almost are to the point to where they don't care. It's like, we're in control. What are you going to do about it? Let's go back and look at the World Trade Centers briefly and go back and look at the whole history of it. First off, they were a boondoggle from the word go. Once they were built, I know I've been to New York many times, and most New Yorkers hated the towers. They thought they destroyed the sky, beauty of the skyline. But more importantly is when the World Trade Center towers were opened for business, it suddenly opened so much office space that land values in lower Manhattan actually dropped. So the whole thing's kind of been a white elephant. So in early 2001, though, they just about had a sale ready to go. They were going to sell the whole complex, okay? But it fell through because they found out that the towers had been built with asbestos in them, and it was going to cost more than $1 billion to get the asbestos out of there. Well, of course, that's not economically feasible. So now they're stuck with these buildings. They can't sell. They can't renovate. They can't do anything with them. And so Silverstein, the titular owner, takes out three separate insurance policies on them,
and to make clear, he only owed Building 7 in the past. Right before 9/11, for just a couple hundred million, he buys both of them and takes out $3 billion in insurance.
That's right. And in most insurance policies, they will not insure you against terrorist attacks because they can't predict them. But he insisted that all three policies had a clause in there that specifically said they will pay off on if there is a terrorist attack. Now, it gets better. He is sharing this insurance money with, of course, the mortgage holders, one of which is Blackstone Group, which is, its CEO is Pete Peterson, head of the Council on Foreign Relations. So you can see the interconnectedness of the people involved with this thing and some of the motives that were in place for bringing these structures down.
Well, obviously, that they do a cost-benefit analysis. They need something to target in the staged event. They pick something that's an economic trouble for them. It gets rid of a problem. Then Bush blocked the $97 million, this is admitted, MSNBC, for treatment for all the firemen and police and others that got sick from the asbestos. The EPA's own report said it's in the air. Everybody's getting sick. And then they say, no, we're not even going to give the cops and firemen treatment.
I know it, and then Bush has the audacity to launch his campaign for re-election this time, showing the first aid workers coming, and the firemen and the policemen, and acting and using them to stir emotions in his favor when he blocks payment for their health benefits. It's absolutely unconscionable. Now, what was in Building 7? Well, there were CIA offices. There was Mayor Giuliani's fortified bunker, which he never even used. But there was also, and this is the most important, offices of the Securities and Exchange Commission. And guess what was lost when Building 7 came down?
Enron, WorldCom, all of it.
Exactly.
All those investigations.
All of those comms and all of those oil companies and all of those scandal-ridden corporations that, of course, were tied into Bush and Cheney and all the rest of the leadership of this country.
They always do things that are multifaceted, and Bush's younger brother ran security for the entire complex. His contract ended on 9/11. That was from 2 years before, set for that date. And then the uncle of the president, the former president's brother, he ran security at Boston Airport. So it just keeps happening.
That's right. Now let's get to how could that have all happened. You know, how could 19 Muslim fanatics being directed by a cleric with a computer in a cave in Afghanistan defeat our $40 billion defense and intelligence budget, okay? Well, it's pretty simple. First, Bush puts Cheney in charge of a counter Terrorism Task Force, which then puts him over the FAA, NORAD, all of the various agencies and organizations charged with our protection. And what happens on the morning of 9/11? They're running a series of war game exercises to include sending most of our fighter interceptors out over the ocean or up into Canada because they're doing a Cold War scenario, even though the Cold War has been over with for 10 years.
We'll be right back and talk about those drills and take your calls directly with Jim Mars. Tell you about his book as well, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
You know, I got to have Jim on for 2.5 hours of the 3-hour broadcast someday. We got Paul Watson coming up in about 27 minutes. We're about to go to Clayton and Tom and Tim and Bert and Vince and everybody else that's holding. Jim's just amazing, and he's right on with 9/11. And again, when I start throwing info in when he makes a claim, it's because I want to bolster what he's saying, folks. It's documented. It's real. We both have the evidence. This is public stuff. We'll be talking to Jim again here in just a second. Here's that clip one more time, isolated. We played it off the web earlier, off InfoWars. It was hiccuping. Here's the isolated clip of Larry Silverstein, the owner, saying they pulled the building, gave the order, watched it come down, talking about Building 7. Here it is.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
And then you watched Building 7 fall. Now, understand, Jim Mars is a best-selling author. He puts this on his site, his books. I put it in films. I put it in my book. It's on my website, the clips of the TV show. I've been saying this now for 2 years, a year and a half since Silverstein made the comment. For 2.5 years, I've been making this claim with the evidence. We have it all posted. Say he did it. We've called his office probably 15 times, and he will not comment on it to any media, no one. The media will not talk about it. I mean, if there had been a murder, and I was a suspect, and I went on TV and said, I killed her, and then somebody went out and said, he says he killed her, and if it wasn't true, wouldn't you defend yourself? I mean, it's just, it's bonkers. So we'll go to your calls here in just a moment. Folks, I've made 11 films. The 11th film is out. It's American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. This film will be more important after the election than it even is now, because it shows the false left-right paradigm, how it's all staged, skull and bones, how they're identical on policies, just different on rhetoric. We get into all of it. And so you need to get this film on DVD and VHS. DVDs, 115 minutes, VHS, 95 minutes, $19.95 per copy. $5.95 each additional copy for the DVDs. Get 4 or 5 copies. Get them out to people. Make copies of my films. Just get it out to people. It is so important. And, of course, there's my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part 2 of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed, that gets into Building 7, and much more. There's my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, that covers 9/11 and the emerging police state. They're all on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure shopping cart, or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. Make the call. Expose these murderers. You know, they sit up there. This country has a Stockholm syndrome, you know, where people are kidnapped by somebody and they finally love their kidnapper and will fight back against those that try to free them. You know, stop having the Stockholm syndrome. Stop serving the man that knocks your teeth out with a crowbar. I mean, literally, it's pathetic. Stop being cowards. I don't mean our general listeners, but some of you out there. This is the facts. Join us. Major poll, New York. Half New Yorkers think the government's behind 9/11. 67% think they had prior knowledge. And it's even higher in some groups. We're going to win this fight. But we can't wait 40 years for 92% of people to know the government killed Kennedy in major polls. We can't wait that long. We've got to get those numbers up now. 1-888-253-3139 to get my videos, books, and all the other books and videos I carry. And again, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up for 15 cents a day membership there to get my book, Paul Wasson's books, my weekly TV reports, my text reports, my best audio interviews, all my videos, other videos. It's a ridiculous deal. PrisonPlanet.tv, watch them all online. Jim Mars, before we go to all these calls, how do folks get a copy of Inside Job, Unmasking the 9/11 Conspiracies?
Well, they can go to InsideJob-911.com, which is dedicated strictly to this book, or they can also check out my personal website, JimMars.com. That's JimMarrs.com. If you're not on the internet, you can call 1-800-247-6553. One more time, that's 800-247-6553. Now, Alex, before we get to the calls, I got one big question for you. What do you suppose is going to happen after next November the 2nd, the next day, if it is perceived by most of the people in this country that that the election was somehow jimmied, corrupted, or unfair?
I am predicting riots in at least 10 cities. I am predicting, even the people think that there's been some type of cheating going on, there's already a lot of violence. Al Gore's having to beg Democrats not to be violent. I mean, you know, their stage theater is angering people. And, again, to the Democrats out there, it is staged, folks. When Bush is reelected, as I'm predicting, understand it was staged from the beginning, so please don't go out and start burning down cities, because that's going to give them a pretext. That'll be their terrorist attack they need, and you don't want to end up like Mrs. Snellgrove, who got her eyeball blown out last Thursday. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty much right on the same page with you. If there is a violent backlash, which there's very likely, if there's even the perception of misconduct in this election, or even if it's thrown for days or weeks and sent back to the Supreme Court, and that's exactly what the neocons would love to see, because then they can say, see, you know, we're the only ones who can bring peace and tranquility to these cities and to this rabble.
I totally agree with you. We're going to go to calls here in just a moment. Anything else you wanted to add about 9/11? You brought up so many key issues. I want to just briefly say that they were running all these drills on the morning of 9/11. The CIA, this is the Associated Press, I got it from Stanley Hilton 2 months before it was in the AP from people he's deposed in NORAD.
Right, and who was in charge of all that? Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney is at the center of the spider web. He's in charge of counterterrorism. He's in charge of the war games. He's been, and then that leads us to one more thing I'd like to add. You go back to when Dick Cheney was Secretary of Defense under the first Bush administration, and he issued a defense guidance policy paper, which stated that with the collapse of communism, it was our obligation, nay, our duty, to move troops into the Middle East, to invade Afghanistan, to force a regime change in Iraq, and to gain control over the oil resources of the Middle East.
But that a crisis was needed.
Right. And then in September 2000, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Pearl, all of these neocons were part of the Project for New American Century, a neocon think tank, and they issued a position paper echoing the very goals that Cheney had set out back in Bush 1, but they added that
a Pearl Harbor event was needed to catalyze.
That's right. Needed a new Pearl Harbor before the American people would accept this. And, of course, they got it on 9/11.
And, again, for those that just joined us, when I keep finishing Jim's sentences and he finishes mine, that's to show you me and Jim have only talked four or five times on other people's radio shows. My producer just called and set him up. I never even talked to him. And, see, we're finishing each other's sentences.
That's right, and I'll vouch for that. It's not that he's reading my book or I'm looking at Alex's DVDs, although I have. The point is, when you go and study the information, it's simply there.
It's a fact, and then you have to get past the fear. And believe me, I mean, Jim, do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and go, man, this is crazy. I'm really into something. This stuff is real. Life is really this nuts. People really are taking microchips to keep their jobs in law enforcement, and they really are building camps, and they really did run drills on the morning of 9/11 of flying planes into the very buildings that were hit at the very same time as the real thing was happening for NORAD to stand down. I mean, this is criminality out in the open.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you're aware, Alex, that they have scheduled massive anti-terrorist drills for Election Day,
which could be used as another cover. And by the way, they said they're going to be out at over 300 polling places around the states with the riot police to intimidate people.
Exactly. Now, you know, I could see it. What do you think about this scenario? The voting starts on the East Coast, and as the sun moves westward, it looks like that the Bush and the neocons might be facing a defeat. So all of a sudden, there's a terrorist. The terrorist alert goes to red. There's troops in the street. They say, we have reports of a dirty bomb attack in some city. Please remain in your homes.
Chicago.
Keep everybody from the polls, and then they get in by default.
And again, we're not saying this is going to happen, but it could, because the White House told U.S. News and World Report 3 months ago the Capitol will be attacked. Then they said, well, maybe, and then no, now that's not going to happen. And then the same day they reverse themselves today and say, okay, it may happen. Again, they've got all their options open. It's incredible. Let's go to the calls quickly. Thanks for holding. Clayton in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I was watching NBC Evening News yesterday, and a reporter named Lisa Myers did a report on Lyndon LaRouche, and she's all been out of shape because Lyndon LaRouche is receiving federal matching funds, and there's three things that really stick in her craw. The first one is that Lyndon LaRouche is saying that America is on the verge of an economic collapse. Number two, that 9/11 was an inside job. And number three, that the Queen Elizabeth was behind the Oklahoma City bombing. I'm not sure about number three, but I believe he's correct on the first two.
No, it's absolutely true. And the question to Jim is, why would they bring this up in the middle of the election?
Well, I think they brought it up because obviously the reporter was upset that he was getting matching funds. The point there, though, is simply, hey, he qualifies. Anybody qualifies gets matching funds. Now, I don't know why they should get upset about it, except that here's an outside voice voicing things that is outside the carefully crafted script of the Democrats and Republicans.
Right.
Exactly. Anything else, Clayton?
Second question to your guest. I believe that on September 11th that a technology is called Global Hawk was used on the two airplanes.
Well, we don't know which particular company, sir. That's just one company. But since 1958, they've been remote controlling aircraft for drills to shoot down jets. JFK, older brother, Bobby Sr., he died remote controlling in a B-17 loaded with explosives. He was in a chase plane, a P-38 Lightning behind it. I mean, they've been doing this forever.
That was in World War II.
Yeah, that was in World War II.
So, yes, they definitely have the capability. In fact, in my book, Inside Job, I detail how in the summer of 2001, just a month or so before 9-11, a Boeing 737 lifted off from Edwards Air Force Base, flew all the way to Australia, flew 12 missions, and then flew back to Edwards, landed safely, and all by remote control. So, yes, the technology
is ancient. It's totally ancient. Clayton, thanks for the call. Great points. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Tim.
I recorded your secret societies on Coast to Coast, and I have listened to that at least once a week. Thanks, both you gentlemen, for doing that show. What I found out here is, like, it's Alice in Wonderland with these people. We're through the looking glass. Whatever they say, they think the opposite, and that is usually to be true.
Yes.
That's a good way to look at it. I'm like the fellow who says, I don't believe anything's true until the government denies it.
Right. That's right. And, you know, you look at all the smoking guns in 911, the three things that stick out in my mind, the drills, the stocks, and the collapse, the physical collapse of that alone. You know, you look at the mathematics of it, it would have taken more than a minute for that collapse to happen had it pancaked floor to floor.
Well, I know,
like
exactly.
I said.
I know I'm repeating myself, but to stand at ground zero and to see other people's buildings that were right up against Tower 1 and 2 that didn't have any damage or light damage, and then every building this guy owns, when they're across the street, way far away, Building 7, it catches fire, falls down, and buildings right next to it aren't even damaged. It is unbelievable.
And then you have to bring in Marvin Bush there and the QAM Corporation that did security for those buildings, correct? Along
That's
with
right.
Washington Dulles and
That's
the
right.
World Trade Center.
And you know, one of the questions is that, well, when would they have had opportunity to wire the building? Well, the weekend before, according to at least two people I've talked to who officed in the trade centers, they said that they had drills. They evacuated the building.
That was
they
actually
shut off all of the electricity. Plenty of time right there to pre-wire those buildings.
That was in the New York Daily News.
Right.
And then also not just that weekend, then they also shut down a few floors for like a week for special maintenance.
Right.
It's just unbelievable. One quick question, if I can get off subject just for a minute, but maybe I just indirectly come back to it. The substance on the... I read your book, Alien Agenda.
Uh-huh.
And a substance on the moon, helium-13, they seem to be very interested in going back to the moon after they discovered all of that up there. Now, are they trying to get Halliburton in control of this helium-13 as possibly the next energy source after they find the last drop of oil?
Yeah, now you're touching on the deepest, darkest secret going, which is the manipulation of energy at the atomic or subatomic level. You're into zero-point energy, and you're into the molecular structure that they may be able to tap to get free energy. And, of course, they don't want us to know about this.
Arthur C. Clarke, the inventor of the communication satellite, says that he's already seen the evidence. They already have zero-point.
Yes. But they don't want us to know that because, number one, we'd demand an end to the oil economy. And, number two, they'd all lose their jobs and their monopolies.
By the way, I mean, Arthur C. Clarke wasn't just a science fiction writer. Of course, he's still alive. That guy still has top security clearances.
Right.
He's one of their little futurists. Thanks for the call, Tim. Let's talk to Tom in Boston. Tom, thanks for holding for eons. You're on the air with Jim Mars.
Hey, well, I can't believe that I'm talking to two Texas heroes at the same time. This is really awesome. When I called in, I actually didn't know that Jim was on the show. We it's real funny. We had Alex here in Boston, you know, where all the young kids learn to, you know, a lot of them are going to be these Illuminati pawns. We had Alex for about 3 months, and then suddenly that turned into Mexican radio without warning. It was all in Spanish, and he just disappeared. And I've been listening to him online ever since. Actually, I had called in with a little bit of the Snellgrove story, which I think...
Well, you know, I'm glad you called because I wanted to get Jim to talk about a story. He worked for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and he told a story of years ago. Briefly, tell that story one more time and how it ties into Snellgrove.
Right. Well, it just gives us some insight into police mentality, okay? Having covered police for years and years, my caveat is that they have a tough road to hoe, and I really feel very empathetic with the police officers out there, and most of them are doing their damnedest to do a really good job. But there is a police mentality, a cop mentality, which is they view the world strictly in black and white. You're either with them or you're against them. And if they're sent against a crowd, you know, they don't stop to think, well, maybe these are just good folks who are trying to voice their opposition to something.
Well, now they've been militarized, and a military kills an enemy.
Exactly.
A peace officer defuses.
Process. They're the enemy. We've got to do something about it. So what Alex is referring to is years ago in Fort Worth, Texas, which is one of the more moderate and safe, secure cities going. It's a pretty nice place to be. And the police department asked the city council, and they wanted to requisition money for a flamethrower. And one of the council members, you know, says, wait a minute, what do you need a flamethrower for? And their response was, for crowd control.
Yes, sir. I have one question for Jim.
Stay there. We'll come back to you, Tom, and then Bert and Vince and others. We'll be right back with Jim Mars. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, his website is InsideJob-911.com. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Just talking to Jim during the break. He was saying us Texans got to stick together. He's a great guy. We're going to go ahead and go back to the callers that are holding here in just a moment. We're going to keep him a little bit into the next hour. Paul Joseph Watson is joining us as well. I want to give all the callers a chance to speak their piece. But Jim, during the break, you were talking about the speech you're about to give this evening and how 7,000 people came out to hear Michael Moore, but there wasn't any information. Tell folks what you told me during the break.
That's right. Well, he had Roseanne Barr with him and a musician, and, you know, it was quite a happening, and it was pretty good, but it was kind of a, it was just a feel-good cheer, mainly get out the vote, which nobody can argue with that, and then, of course, a big, subtle campaign for Kerry. It was, he had a whole rap he had about, so goodbye Bush, goodbye neocons, and the only gripe I had was that here's 7,000 people who should have been informed as to the facts of 9/11, and just like in his film, he doesn't devote any space whatsoever to the events of 9/11. It's all about other things. That's why my talk is titled Beyond Fahrenheit 9/11, or There's More to the Story, Dude.
How do folks hear that tonight?
I'm at Kent State University at the Michael Swartz Center Auditorium, 7:30 tonight, Monday. Students are free, and there's a sliding scale of $5 to $20 for admission. And we're going to talk about the facts. We're going to talk about the very things that you and I have been talking about here on the radio this morning. And by the way, as fellow Texan, let me tell you my biggest gripe about George W. Bush. That guy is no more a Texan than I am a New Yorker. Everybody thinks he's a Texan. They're Connecticut carpetbaggers, right?
That's what I say.
He comes down and loots our state and then springboards with all that massive money behind him and starts looting the country.
Have you ever seen him when he slips out of the Texas accent and goes into that Atlantic accent?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, folks, I don't care if you're from the Eastern Seaboard. I love you to death. I'm not into all that. The point is, I'm not going to come to New Jersey or Connecticut and start acting like I'm one of you.
That's right.
I mean, it's fake. Just as fake as this woman at Saturday Night Live, you know, lip syncing. Just as fake as Kerry out there duck hunting.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm tired of phoniness. Who was the last caller we were talking to? Tom, finish up what you were saying. Then we're going to go to Bert, Vince, John, and Fred. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, sir. Well, I have to say that Alex is a big hero in New York, no doubt. I can't wait to see your new video, read Jim's book. Jim, there's one thing that you were talking about that just came to mind that I've probably read already 5 books, Alex's book on the subject, Paul Watson's, but the insurance angle, all right, I understand how that was set up, but the one thing I don't understand, and I will take my answer off the air, sir, is why, with all this evidence out there, I've worked for an insurance company in the past myself, why didn't they say,
I've got the answer. Because the insurance companies are the banks, are the system, just like the airlines are part of the system and kept
their mouth shut.
Because the airlines got $25 billion, and because the globalists did deals to make the insurance companies more money. The insurance companies are the New World Order. Jim?
Absolutely. You answered the question. It's all the same bunch.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tom. Let's talk to Bert in Ohio. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention that Mr. Mars is in Ohio. We have a gentleman running for Congress here in Ohio, Jim Cotton Jr., and he did a two-part series on Building 7 and everything else that y'all have well documented too last night. And he also mentioned something about a PBS interview with the Silverstone.
Alex
just ran that.
Oh, is that what that was? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for the finish up, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to ask about Dr. Hugh Ross. I guess you don't really have the time. You're going to break now, so.
Well, go ahead and finish the question.
Okay, I just wanted to know if you were familiar with Dr. Hugh Ross's work, Flight of the Sky, Little Green Men, because I've read his book. So.
All right, we'll be right back to the third hour. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back with a few other calls for our guests.